Nehmen wir mal raus. Behemas Arnuna, Chayebes Bepchoilo? Oi, Eino Chayebes Bepchoilo? Son, the Marital Gazi, Bepchoires, he's trying to say Teres, one of the Shaykhs, this Sugya to the Sugya before. It's a lot of Chidushim, goes back and forth. I don't know if you could be Medame the Sugya's Bichlal. But the Baddish, the Shaykh says that all these things, that is the king that comes and takes. So the Gemara spoke about Amar Rove. Rove's area was a place that the king came and took different Zachen. So the Bnei Mechoize, the same thing, the king took away the food that was the sugar before. They came to Rove to ask him. Tries to say Teyas, Tzushtel. So, Boim le Mirov, Behemas Arnuna Chayebes Bepchoiro, Eino Chayebes Bepchoiro. Rashi says, what is Arnuna? Hamelech Noitel Isu Mina Behemes Umina Tvua. A tent. Kol Heiche de Motzi Mesalek le Bezuze Loiko mi Boyelon. Kol Heiche de Motzi Mesalek le Bezuze Loiko mi Boyelon. The Chayeb. For sure it's Chayev Bechal and it's Chayev Bechoy Kiko mi boyelon Eiche de lo imotzi mesalik li bezuza Mai Omar li ptu and the place that he can be mesalik bezuza and the king has a right to take one of the ten of the behemoths then it's potu Votani Chayevitz Hosom de motzi mesalik. So Lishnekame holds Eiche de motzi mesalik le bezuze Chayeves bepchoiro Eiche de loy motzi mesalik le bezuze Is ptura mi pchoiro. So Rebel Chonon speaks out. It's a lot of broch. We'll go with Rebel Chonon. Rebel Chonon speaks out. Says mevur Lishnekame that Eiche de motzi mesalik le bezuze loy komi boyel. Eiche de motzi mesalik le bezuze loyko mi boyelei. For sure it's chayev bepchoiro. He could give the king money, he doesn't have to give him a behemoth. So for sure the behemoths don't belong to him, to the king. But mainly it's chayev bepchoiro. Kiti boyeloch, what was the suffix of the Gemara? Eiche de loy motzi mesalik le bezuze. That the king has a right to take one of the behemoths. So Mechonah speaks out, so Mechura pshitat lemafreya ugoive. The Teretz says, but the king in the end didn't take the behemoth. For sure it didn't take, maybe he took a behemoth, but he didn't take this mother of this baby. He didn't take the mother that Take gave, that this pchoy came out from. But Val, he has a schus. Val, he has a schus in the behemoths. So b'meile, the halacha is that it's potur mipchoiro. Ike be'amri, Omar Rove, be'emas arnuno p'tur min apchoiro, ve'af al gav de motzi mesalik li bezuze. Isa sarnoino chayebes bechalo, ve'af al gav de loy motzi mesalik li bezuze. Ma'itai be'eme is lekole, isa les lekole. So lefi Rashi, the source of the Shmaisa is the Lishne Basra holds that Behemas Arnuna is Chayeves Bechalo, even that Motzi Mesalik Le Bezuze, even that he could give the king money instead of the Behemah. Isas Arnuna is Chayeves Bechalo, and even Heiche de Loi Motzi Mesalik Le Bezuze. So Rebel Chonon speaks out, very interesting. Rebel Chonon says like this, Lishne Kame makes sense. Motzi mesalik le bezuze belongs to the Israel. It's chayev bepchoiro. Loi motzi mesalik le bezuze belongs to the goy. It's potum bepchoiro. Lishnabasra holds, even the motzi mesalikli bezuza, you potu mipchoiro. Why? You don't have to give the goy, you don't have to give the melech a behemet. You can give him money. So what is the tzad that behemet arnuno is pteir mipchoiro? So Rebbe Elchanan says, as a halacha and pchoiros yad akum ba'em tzapoita. If the akum has epis in the behemet, is poita. So while he has epis of schus to take it, you write that you motzi mesalik lebezuza. But while you have epis of schus in the behemet, so while you have epis of schus in the behemet, you potu mipchoir. This is the first chiddush of Rebbe Elchanan, that the ptur of pchoiro is because even b'motzi mesalik lebezuza. Yadakum ba'emtza. It's the reason we sell, you know, today in Yiddish farm, they don't want to do pchoira. You sell the guy an ear and every pchoira. But mele, you're not mafish pchoira. That's the way they pattern. The guy has epis, a chelik. Mafish, they give him a part of the ear. And the mele, like this, is potu. The behemoth is potu mipchoira. Now, Rebbe Elchanan, with his gayness, here Rebbe Elchanan makes a sugya to us. If we said that the reason that motzi mesalik lebezuza is potu mipchoiro, the ma'aser, you don't have to give the goy the behemet. So why are you potu mipchoiro? So Rebbe Elchanan went and said a shtikl deir. What is the shtikl deir? Yad akum ba'emtza. We're not learning pchoiros. We'll carry on be'iso. Iso is chayev es bechalo. Even beloy motzi mesalik le. Why? Because less lekole, people will not know. Takona de rabbona. So Rebbe Elchanan, but lechure be'iso, in the case that yes, motzi mesalik lebezuze, et bichayim mid rabbanon mid reise, hidi, chayim mid rabbanon mid reise. What? Rabbanon de reise. Why? If we're saying like this, if we're saying that in pchoir beetsem lishnekama makes sense, motzi mesalik it belongs to the Jew, loy motzi mesalik belongs to the goy. Say that. Lishne basrot, even motzi mesalik you potu mipchoiro. Fact the bechon doesn't make sense. Zogim bechon, I'll tell you why it makes sense. Because the din yad akum poito bepchoiro, it's a drosha. Now the isur is no din yad akum poito. The aloch is mefurish, if a person has a dough and he's a shooter for the goal 50-50, you have to be mafrish chala. Shutfus akum is not poito bechala. So you have a lot of bakeries. If it's an owner Israel, you have to be mafrish chala. It's no ptur of Yad Akum Behemtza. So if there's no ptur of Yad Akum Behemtza, and you chayat b'chala, so we answer, why choyr is potu? Yad Akum Behemtza. But now when we switch to chala, so you're right, it's chayat b'chala even beloy motzi mesalikle. I dear for sure belongs to the guy. Atzmar yisoi. But in the case that yes, motzi mesalik lebezuza, lechu adir tzchayet bechala mide rabbanon mide reise, dir tzchayet mide reise. So the end of the Gemara is not fully true. Not a kasha. But when the Gemara finishes, and the Gemara says, lishne achrim, ikede amri, amar robe, beim esarnu neptur min apchir, ואף אגד מוצי מסלק לה, איסה סרנו לו חייבס בחלו, ואברי דה מוצי מסלג לי, מייטיימה, בהימה איס לקולה, איסו לס לקולה. So בהימה איס לקולה, this is the reason חזר הוא נבר מתקן את הקולה ברבונה. איסו לס לקולה, so people don't know it belongs to the goy, so it's חייב בחלה. But that is only on the safe. And the מוצי מסלג לי בזוזה. בלי מוצי מסלג לי בזוזה. So really it had to be פוטו. But b'motzi mesalik lebezuze, are we asked why it's potu mipchoiro? Are lechur b'motzi mesalik lebezuze does belong to the goy? Rebbe Elchanan answered, why it's potu mipchoiro is the new aloche v'yad akum b'emtza. That aloche is only mipchoiro. So zog Rebbe Elchanan lefi that be'iso, what the Gemara says that it's with the rabbanon, it's only in the case of loy motzi mesalik lebezuze. But in the case of motzi mesalik lebezuze, zog Rebbe Elchanan, it will be dry rice. This is the chap of Rebbe Elchanan. The Welt says that even Rebbe Elchanan is right, the cheshbon is nice, And the Rosh, Lechure is Muchach, the Loiker Belchon. And the Rosh is Muchach, the Loiker Belchon. Why? The Rosh brings down a machlekes. The Rishonim and the Rif, if we paskin like Lishne Kame, or we paskin like Lishne Basra. Hari Lishne Kame holds that Behema is only potu mibchoiro, but loy motzi mesalek. But motzi mesalek, it's chaye bibchoiro. And Lishne Kame doesn't hold from the Tekona de Rabbonon that Beisra, but loy motzi mesalek, mitzad mar Yisrael, mechat Eisra. And the Rosh declares, if we pass it like Lishne Kamer, we pass it like Lishne Basra. And the Rosh says, easily would be to pass it like Lishne Kamer. The Lashon is more mashma like Lishne Kamer, but the Rif pass it like Lishne Basra. So the Aloha is like Lishne Basra. And the Rosh finishes, I have a raya to pass it like Lishne Basra. What is my raya? It says in Yerushalmi that Isas Arnoino is Chayeves Bechale Afilu Eiche de Loimotzi Mesalik Lei Bezuza. Who says that? Lishne Basra. That Isas Arnoino is Chayeves Bechale even de Loimotzi Mesalik Lei Bezuza. Why is Chayeves Bechale? Al Korchoch that it's a Takana de Rabbonon like Lishne Basra. These are the words of the Rosh. Achein muchach beYerushalmi kelishne basre. The Amrin and Osom chule isas arnoino chayeves. And the Gemara says, ulishne mashma afal gav de lemotzi mesalek le. Medikom ar shemo imolech anochi shelelit lo. Umashma nami afilu ein shiuchal beshel Yisrael chay. So the Rosh paskins like Lishne Basra, and he speaks out that why he's paskin like Lishne Basra. He found a Yerushalmi. Vos state in Yerushalmi that Isa Sarnoino is Chayeves even Lemotzi Mesalekle. And why? It's with the Rabbon. Frank the Veld, where Lishne Kame told you that they're not masking to the Takona de Rabbon? Where Lishne Kame told you that they're not masking to the Takona de Rabbonon? Maybe Lishne Kame is masking as the Takona de Rabbonon that the Iso, even the Limotzi Mesalek Lebezuze, it's Chayev mi de Rabbonon. You're right. Lishne Kame never spoke about it. Mechatese Lishne Basra Kame or Bichoy Lekanet. And I will explain myself. Without Rebbe Elchanan, Lishne Kame doesn't make up a din de Rabbonon, and Lishne Basra made up a din de Rabbonon. But if Rebbe Elchanan, Lishne Basra didn't have to make up a din de Rabbonon. She could have said that you chayev bechale only b'motzi mesalek lebezuza. B'loy motzi mesalek lebezuza, you potur en gantz. Weister is the Rosh learned that Lishne Basra holds that say beheb choyro, say chale, you potur legamre. So why Bechale Yichayev? Takona de Rabbonon. If you would learn like the Rosh, that Lishne Basra is Moide, that B'motzi Mesalek leitz Dei Reise. No, B'loi Motzi Mesalek, it made up of the Rabbonon. So Me'echet Eise, say that what it's Chayev Bechale, it's only B'motzi Mesalek lei, B'loi Motzi Mesalek lei, even Lishne Kame or B'moide, that is a Takona de Rabbonon. Like you said, lefi lishne basre, say lefi lishne kame. That b'motzi mesalek leitz de reise. B'loi motzi mesalek leitz de rabbonon. And if in the Rosh is mashma, that lishne kame is not masking to the rabbonon, weiss tois, that the Rosh learned that the Gemara holds like this, that lishne basre, the reason lishne basre made up a takona de rabbonon, not stam. Valishne Basra holds that midoy raisa yupotu. Sai be motzi mesalek, sai be loy motzi mesalek, sai be pchoyer, sai be chale. I am tisef the state yichayev be chale. You have to make up a takona de rabbono. But if you would learn that Lishne Basra is moide, that be motzi mesalek is doy raisa. So why he made up a takona de rabbono? Stam he made a takona de rabbono. If he stam made a takona de rabbono, maybe lishnekam or also be moide that is a takana de rabbanon. So the mele is mashma the stomach. There's ways to be doiche. There's ways to be doiche. A lot of ways to be doiche. But those are the pashtas. There's one merzach as a ritva. The ritva has a different mahalach in the sugya. He doesn't want to learn that it's a derabbanon. He says it's a din d'oraisa. And he says like this. Why it's a din d'oraisa? Mechul le motzi mesalek le. Has to be potum michale. Va'les le kol le. No one knows you have dough in your house. You could run away and not to give it to the king. And b'meile it will stay by you. So it's alemol motzi mesalek le. It's alemol motzi mesalek le. And I will explain. Dine de malchus adine. If you owe taxes, you have to pay them. The king has rights. But you could run away. Over here the pshat is, it's not a tax. The king comes and he takes food from everyone. The one that he doesn't know that has food, he doesn't take. So it's not called that we'll go to the king. So while you could run away from the king, b'mele it's not called that the king has a yad in it. So while it's not called that the king has a yad in it, but mele it's not considered akums, and mele it's chaye b'chala midayraise. So the Ritva learned that lishnebasre holds pchoyre is potu dayraise, and chale is chaye b'dayraise. Now one more hisofe is mevuach klor in the Gemara that if motzi mesalek li bezuze, it's chaye sai b'chala dayraise. We said. Inside the Pchoyro of Felishne Kame, Felishne Basra, we had a machlekes. And Felishne Kame holds that if you motzi mesalek lebezuze, you for sure chayev bechale. Okay, Felishne Basra, that patterns, we had Rebel Cholon to ask why it patterns. And Felishne Kame is the glad that motzi mesalek lebezuze, you chayev bechoyro and you chayev bechale. Frank Teiswes, Rikshori. פרק איזוני שחמרים המקבל צוין ברזל מן הנוכרי, הבלוד הספטורים מן הבחירו. אף אגב דמוצי מסליק זה לנוכרי בזוזה, כדי אמרין הנוסו. Now, הלוכר is something that is called צוין ברזל. You're a farmer, and the way the farmers work, a lot of times, they don't own their own cows. They get from people to look after cows. Now, there's different ways how you get cows from people when you're a farmer. You could just, you know, rent them space to put the cows. You could be a shomer on the cows. And you could do a tzoin bazel. Tzoin bazel is really, they value how much all the cows worth now? $1 million. So we write down, I got cows in $1 million. In 10 years, I could come back and tell you, look, here are your cows. They had babies, all of that goes back to you. Or I could say, here's your $1 million back. And I pay you for whatever. So it's up to me to decide if I give you back the cows or I give you back the money. This is what the Gemara calls by Isha Nichsi Tzoin Basel. It's the same idea by Etzem. Nichsi Miluk, every time when the wife gets divorced, she gets them back. Nichsi Miluk, what is Tzoin Basel? The husband makes a cheshbon how much it's worth in the day that he got it. He wants, he could give it back. If he doesn't have it, we value how much it was worth when he gave it. So state in the Gemara that if a farmer get behemus, tzoin barzel, he could pay back money, he could give back the cows. In the meantime, it had babies. It's potum in apchoiro. Why? Because be'ezim, it belongs to the goy. When you will pay, it will belong to you. Why? The Gemara state by us that motzi mesalik lebezuzei, it belongs to the Yisroel. So the Tzoin Basel you also called Mesalek Lebezuze. So why you can Mesalek Lebezuze? Lechu, it belongs to the Yisroel. And for Tesis, Givaldik Achilek. Dear, the behemoths really belong to a goy. The farmer is not the owner. You're right that he could pay and it will belong to him. Of a cosman he didn't pay belongs to the goy. By us it's the opposite. The behemoths belong to me. The king could take it, but I could pay him off with money. So it never left me. This is the chilek of thesis. But tira tzri. The shiny osom, shemitchilo oiso ha-behema shel anochri. וכיוון דיבר יזוזה ולא משתקח שוקל באימה לא נפקי מרשוסה. אבל כשהבאימה של ישראל הוא מוציא מסלג לי לנחרי בזוזי לא נכנסו לרשוסה. איזה סבל לגבלה לזכר זה כאילו הפרס לב כאילו נגוף. So if I buy from someone who stamshes, it's not like the goof. But if I sell a house and I leave it for myself to use for a year, and that year I'm an owner. When I rent the year, I'm not an owner. But when I sell a house and I leave myself 1 year of using, that year I'm a fully buyer. Because it didn't leave me clapping the using it. When I buy using, I only bought using. I didn't buy the owning the chayfetz. This is what Tesis and Baba Basra said to Zalbazach. Let me gain the Gemara Vaita. It's a big sugya. Tonu Rabbono. Nochri shenichnas lechatzeiro shel Yisrael. Look at that. Tonu Rabbono. Nochri shenichnas lechatzeiro shel Yisrael. Upzeigur beyode. And he has dough in his hands. Ein zokuk levayr. He doesn't have to take out the goy. Hifkida yetzloi, it's kabola sachrayis, zokuk levay. Yichad loy bayis, ein zokuk levay. So these are the three members of the Gemara. One will learn, as Hashem, even though this sugya be'etzem is a shlome for all the sugyas of achrayis, and be'etzem all of the sugyas kimat of mechiras chometz, a giboy on this piece of Gemara. We'll start. Tonu Rabbona. Nochri shenichnas lechatzeir the first aloche ubetzeikoi beyodoi ein zokuk levar. Lecho, shelcho yeh atoroye aval shelachayim vegovoya yolart. Hifkida yetzloi, this is the suge. Rashi says, bitkabola sachrayes zokuk levar, the suge we learned before. And then as a third memre, yichad loy bayis ein zokuk levar. And that third aloche needs a lot of hesba. That needs a lot of hesba. So we'll start with the first aloche. Tonu Rabbona nochi shenichnas lechatzeiro shel Yisrael ubetzeikoi biyodo enzokuk levayr. Zot Rashi. Enzokuk levayr lo iskiku lohoitzi es anochi min habayis. Kedei amrinen aval atoroye shel acheirim. If the aloche would be that you're not allowed to have chometz shel nochrim, what you would have to do? You would have to take the goy out of the house, right? You're allowed to leave the goy in the house. Val zot Rashi. Nochri shenichnas lechatzeiro shel Yisrael ubetzeikoi biyodoi ein zokuk levayr. Lo iskiku lohoitzi es hanochrim min habayis. Kedamoron. Aval atoroye shel acheirim. You're allowed to have chomet shel acheirim in your house, so you don't have to take the goy out of the house. So we'll start. Aber lo yetzuyer, you're not allowed to see chomet shel goy. What you would have to do? What? No, that's not right. What you would have to do? Take the goy out of the house. As ishtid in Russia. Why it's enough to take out the goy out of the house? Why you don't have to burn the chomet? It's Pesach. The guy walks in with a chometz. Why you don't have to take out the guy out of the house? Why it's enough? Rashi says, "Ain't it tzorich levayah? You don't have to take out the guy out of the house. Why you would have to take out? Why it's enough to take out the guy out of the house? So you could say trizach. You could say to burn it. You can. The guy will not let you. At least you could kick him out of the house. I thought it'd be the best thing to burn it, but not every time you could do what you want." Yeah. This is very balabatish.
Rashi
is a shitosoi. Or you could say Rashi is a shitosoi. And the end of the Amud is mashma in Rashi that if you take it out the house, you're not oiver bali roi bali motza. You're only oiver if it's inside your house. But you have to know that is not so poshut. We'll speak about it. What would be chometz shel Yisrael if it's not my chometz, if it's not in my house? I'm oiver bali roi bali motza or not? If it has to be birshuscha, in my house, or all over where it is. If it's my chometz, I'm over baliroi. If it's enough to take it out of the house, I have to get rid of it. If we'll say that shitas Rashi, that it's enough to take it out of the house, so here will be another Rashi to shitosu. Rashi in the end of the Amud here is a mashma, and it's enough to take it out of the house. What?
A minute.
But that will be a shaila that could be, even that it's enough to take my chometz out of the house, but some shit is all, this is before Pesach. But after Pesach, if I left chometz in my house on Pesach, v'asor akosu birshusi, then it's not enough to throw it out of the house, I have to burn it. So then the chuva be a shaila. So how Rashi here says that it's enough to take it out of the house? Could be the only my chometz I'm not allowed to have, even not in my house. But a chometz of a goy that doesn't belong to me, avada, it's enough to take it out of the house. Even if it came in the house, you could have said, you're right, chometz shel goy, I'm only mitzuv if it's inside my house. But after it's inside my house, already is a chiyuv tashbisu, and now I have to get rid of it. So again, Rashi stated that lo yitzuyer, I would be mechuyev, would be enough to kick out the goy. And we're asking why. So it could be stam. Rashi, I guess, will not be enough. Could be Rashi l'shitos hayot, that every chometz is enough to take out. Or, like you're saying, the second nusach, even if every chometz I have to burn, of a chometz of a goy, it's not my chometz, then for sure I'm only over if it's inside my house. But on both of these things, yeshli stopping. Could be it's only before Pesach I'm not over if it's out my house. Could be before Pesach I'm not over on chometz of someone else. But after it's Pesach and asor akosu birshusoy, could be I would have to burn it. This is Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. In Zokuk Levayer, Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, Lehoitzi Me'agoy Ulevaroy. Rabbeinu Chananel is mashma, you would have to burn it. You have a mitzvah to burn it. Tashbis.
What would you be over on Sunday if you don't burn it? You
don't send it out. I don't know. We'll see later. What happens every Chometz when I take it out? If I'm over Tashbis,
then
I go.
I said
maybe after Pesach when it's Chal in Yerushus, you're ready. You mechuyev asar kosu b'shusar. Right? We have such a tzad. Rabbi Chanan said you would have to burn it. Why you'd have to burn it? Or the baliroi, or the tashbis. So again, in Rashi state that on the tzad that I'll be over without the drosh of lecho will be enough to take out the goy of the house. Aber, and not mechuyev because shulcho yataroi. We ask why would it be enough to take him out of the house? Or the balabat is tam is no. Maybe you'd have to burn it. But we said, oh, the Rashi holds my chometz, I'm only over in my reshus, like Pashas Shitas Rashi. Or, even if not, chometz shel goy, for sure I'm only over in my reshus. But on both of the tzadim, I'm saying, what could have been a tzad, we'll see later in the Rishonim, that even if it's enough to take out chometz of the reshus, this is before Pesach. But after you're over in it, baliroi balimotze, after it's ready in your reshus, there's a chiyuv to burn it. Person finds chometz in his house. It's enough to kick it out, or he has to burn it. אבל אם ברבנון יש to burn it, חשש תקול, אבל the shaila is, it's enough just to take it out of the house. Or you have to burn it. And Rashi is mashma, that midoy reis would be enough to take it out of the house. And Rabbi Nuchanan, mashma, you would have to burn it. So all I'm saying, you could answer, because Rashi holds, every chometz out of the house, or the chometz of nochri, for sure if I take out of the house, even on the tzad, I will be also, I will not be over. But I'm saying, you could have said not like that. Then after that, I'll be over. I'll be mechuyev to be mashmis. This is the loss of Rabbi Nuchanan. Mikol mekoyim, shtei that I would have to take it out of the house. Is there orev the veld? Where the guy has the chometz? In his hands or on the floor? Shalom, where the guy has the chometz? In his hands or on the floor? What? Anyway, where? I'm asking you, where he has the chometz? Shalom, where he has the chometz? What? In his hands? So I don't understand why I would have to take him out of the house. It's inside his hands. They're right, Sindhav. Ends up Levi. Ask me on the corner of the rabbi. Why me the halacha is I don't have to take it out. But I'm asking on the tzad that I would have to take it out. On the tzad that I would have to take it out. Why I would have to take it out? It's in his hands. The churavah is inside my house. It doesn't make a difference. So now I'm asking you a shaila la'alocha l'maisa. There's a lot of rishonim that hold that only chomet shel goy you potu. Chomet shel Yisrael acher you chayev, right? So if a different yid comes to your house and he has chomets in his hands, you have to kick him out of the house or not? The churavah be mevuer in the sugi here that you would have to kick him out of the house. Only a goy you don't have to take out of your house. But a different yid would come in with chometz in his hands. The second I was saying his bag, I don't know, but in his hands, you would have to take it out. And the tzad of Yehovah and chometz of Yisrael Acher, you would have to take it out. You would have to take it out, chometz of Yisrael Acher. What? Again, burn it to take. Shall if I have to. We're discussing now if I chayev me the rice or not. By goy, I'm not chayev. Not discussing if burning or not. I'm allowed to leave him in my house. Now, the shall if I'm a yid, I'm allowed to or not. If you're not over in Chomash of Yisrael Acher, you don't have to. Shaykhus. No shaykhus, whether burn it or not. It's not nagea now. It's not nagea. We're not discussing if I could burn it or not. The shall if I'm over the Yisrael or not. I'm not getting to discuss before if I'm burning it or taking him out. Chomet shel Akum, I'm allowed to leave him in my house. No shachis because I could burn it or not. I'm allowed to leave him in my house. Why? Because there's no baliroi. Chomet shel Yisrael, I'm not allowed to. If you're allowed to rishonim, I'm over on chomet shel Yisrael Acher. Now I'm asking, I'm mechuyev to take out that yid that has chomet in his hands or not? I don't. Shachis the king in the house. I don't know. There's no shaykh. Cheshus is no shaykh. It's the king in yad. Lechu es mevuer. If we learn that chometz biyodo, it means the chometz in his hand. So stated in the Gemara that if a yid comes in with chometz in his hand, lefi the rishonim that yoyver and chometz, yoyver and chometz shel Yisrael Acher. If yoyver and chometz shel Yisrael Acher. So you would have to take him out. That is Nugia a lot of times. I had a Shari Lemaise. Someone had a store here in Eretz Yisrael. On the mall, he had to be open in Chol HaMoed. He had Russian workers. They would come with chometz. As the law, you can't open the purse to check what they have inside the purse. They would come with sandwiches. He has a Bali Roy Bali Motzi. He has to be Meisra all your money, not to lose Bali Roy Bali Motzi. So Pasha's the Teretz says, but they're not putting it on the floor, they're holding it in their hands. L'chu shteid though, that even if it's inside their hands, and the tzad that Yehovah and Chomet shel Yisrael Acher, l'chu, even if he's walking within his hands, while he's inside your house, as they shteid in the Gemara. A guy you're not mechuyev to take out of your house. But l'chu shteid in the Gemara, If we say l'chu is mashman the Gemara that he was holding the chometz in his hands, and even so, l'chu we'll have to see in the hemshach Gemara. But this is the first halacha of the Gemara. Now, state the second halacha. Hifkido yetzlo zokuk levaya zok Rashi. Zok Rashi hifkido yetzlo zokuk levaya vekibel elav achrayes. כדי מפורש ואוזיל זוקוק לוואר שטייט אין רשי what is if kidder yetzlo is zokuk levar the second case kabbalah sachrayes cuz chomet shel nochi on kabbalah sachrayes we learn in the suge the whole hay amud beis shel choy atoroy va toroy shel achirim ve gavoya yochol yikabel pikdonis min hanochi and the gemara said the only isul to have chomet shel nochi in your house It's with Kabbalah Sachrayes. So if Kibbeh Ezra is Zokuk Levayr, it's Kabbalah Sachrayes. Yichad Loi Bayis, Eino Zokuk Levayr. Shenemar Loi Motza. This line needs pshat. What is Yichad Loi Bayis, Eino Zokuk Levayr? Again, without Kabbalah Sakhra, yes, state in the ratio that it's muta. If Kido Yetzlo is Kabbalah Sachrayas, Zokuk Levayah. Yichud Loi Bayis, Ein Zokuk Levayah. Shenemar Loi Yimotze. So the Gemara, Maike Oma? So Rashi says, Yichud Loi Bayis, Ki Loi Mar Loi Kibbalah Sachrayas. Elo Oma Loi Arei Abayis Lefonecho. So Rashi learns, Yichud Loi Bayis, Dainu, without Kabbalah Sachrayas, Ein Zokuk Levayah. Shenemar Loi Yimotze. Zog the Gemara, Maike Oma. Heichi Yalfinu Miloi Motze. What do we learn from Loi Motze? We learned before, Chomet Shanochi is Mutu Shilcho Yeteroye, Kabbalah Sachrayas is also. Without Kabbalah Sachrayas is Mutu. So Oma Rapope, Areishikoi, Ein Echanami. We learn like this. Nochi Shanichas Chameitze Beyodoi, Ein Zog Glevayr is no Kabbalah Sachrayas. If Kino Yesle Kabbalah Sachrayas, Zog Glevayr, Shanemar, Lo yimot yichud lo bayis without Kabbalah Sachrayas ein zokuk levayah. Ve'ochi k'omar yifkidu yetzer zokuk levayah shem lo yimot. Ravashi omar lo ilo maseife koi. Ve'ochi k'omar yichud lo bayis ein zokuk levayah shenemar lo yimot beboteichem. What is the pshat in the Gemara? And this is be'etzem b'shveri Gemara. Here's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Again, the Gemara said, if the goy goes into the house, ain't zokuk levayah. If kido yetzle kabbalah sachrayas, zokuk levayah. Yichud loy bayis, ain't zokuk levayah. So Rapapa said yichud loy bayis means on kabbalah sachrayas. Rav Ashi says a seifekoy. Yichud loy bayis, ain't zokuk levayah, shenemar loy motze bebateichem. What is the drosha? So Tosfos and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Deran and Rabbeinu David, all of the Rishonim are learning Pshat, that the Pshat in the Gemara is like this. Nochi shenichas v'pseiku biyodi the first halacha without achrayas ein zokuk levayah. Shenemar lecho shelcho yetaroyeh. If kida yetzloi with kabbalah sachrayas zokuk levayah. Yichud loy bayis, even if it's Kabbalah Sachrayas, but if you make a special place for the goy, so then even if it's Achrayas and the Chometz, you're not over Baliroy Balimotze. If you sell Chometz to the goy, if you have and you have Achrayas, so be'etzim if it's Achrayas, you're over Baliroy Balimotze. But if it's a Yichud loy mokoy, try, if it's a Yichud loy mokoy, and that chometz, even if it's a Kabbalah Sachrayas, you're not over Baliroy Balimotze. Shenemar lo yimotze. Shenemar lo yimotze. Has to be motzui. And now the Gemara speaks it out. Shenemar lo yimotze bebateichem. Vehai lavdideu. Denochi kekomai lebeizid nafshei kumai. So the Gemara, lemeimed eschiru skanye, that it mamish belongs to the goy. But Tanya, b'mokim shomu leaskir loy lebizdiro, you're not allowed to rent out a house to a goy. Neshemachnisim avedizore, nezahaloch, you're not allowed to have avedizore in your house. V'isar gedaydo schir uskanye, ki komai lebeizit nafshei komai. Zog digmore, shayni oche, deafke rachmone beloshen lo yimotze. Mi shemotzu beyotcho. Yotzo ze, sheino motzu beyotcho. So the fitesis, the drosha is, even that it's osur chomesh shekibol of achrayes, is a isur baliroe balimotze, but it's limited. Your own chomets, and every place in the house you over. Chomesh shekibol of achrayes has to be that it's mamish your house. If it's a shtickle rented out to the goy, so it's not called motzi biyotch. And b'meile, even if you're mekabel achrayes, you potu. Right. So Lefi Tosfos, our sugya be'etzem is a shlome to the sugya in Hayomud Beis. We learn Shalchoy HaToroye, Ava Toroye Shel Achirim, but if you're mekabel achrayes, you're not allowed to. But if, when you're mekabel achrayes, you rent out the place to a goy, so even that be'etzem it's your house, and a normal rented place, lamezog and yoyver bali roye bali motze, Or bichlal, maybe you're over on your chometz in every place. But what are the two? And your own chometz you'll be over baliroi if you rent it out to the goy. Other because, again, you're over on your chometz in every place. Other because, schiris lekanye. Over on the chometz of the goy, you're not over if it's rented out to the goy. This is the chiddush of Tesis. Again, especially if we'll say that my own chometz, I'm over in every place. But the chometz of Kabbalah Sachrayas, even that the ma'isa we learn from Lo'imotze, that when I'm a Kabbal Achrayas, it's my chometz, but deer has to be in my house. When it's not in my house, I'm not over. And my own chometz, I'll be over, not in my house. Why? Although I'm over and my chometz all over, although at least Chiz Lekani, I'll be over in that place. But the chometz that belongs to the goy, and I'm chay ba'chay, yes, I'm not over baliroy balimotze. So the fifth day says the Gemara is very glad. The fifth day is the Gemara is very glad. So be'etzem we have three chidushim in the sugya. One chidush that you don't have to throw out a goy. Second chidush is that if you mekabel achrayes, it's also like we learned in the sugya before. And the third chidush is even if I mekabel achrayes, but it's only if it's in my house. If it's rented out to the goy, I'm not oilu baliroy balimotze, even with kabbalah sachayes. Why? Shenema loimotze. And again, we have to say that my own chometz in that place I'll be over. For my own chometz in that place I'm not over, so what you need to come to chometz of a goy? And I'm saying, only because my own chometz I'm over all over, only because chiros loikali. That is glad. And this is the answer what Tesis and Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rishonim learned the sukkah. The baya is, Rashi learns the sukkah nishtazay. Rashi says, Yichid loy bais, it's not going on a case. Yichid loy bais is not going on a case of Kabbalah Sachrayas, and Rashi will hold from that chidush that even with Kabbalah Sachrayas, if you rent out the place to the goy, you're not over. So, what is the pshat in the sugi? So, I want to be madish. Before we're learning what is Rashi's pshat. There's two things that we have to explain lefi Rashi. Come, we'll learn the Gemara lefi Rashi. Lefi Tesis, the Gemara is glad. Three chidushim, chomet shel goy is muter, kabbalah sachrayas is osu, and yichud lebay zok rav Ashi, even that it's kabbalah sachrayas, but if the chomet is in the place of yichud lebay, you're not over baliroy balimotze. This is glad. Rashi learns no. That chiddush is not written down in the Gemara. That even if you mekabel achrayes, if you rent it out to the goy, you're not over baliroy. If that chometz is in that place, so what is the avonah? So lo melam the Gemara lefi Rashi. Tanu rabbon, noch ishin et ratzeru shel Yisrael b'tzeikui biyode. Ein zokuk levayr. Osha. Yifkid yas zokuk levayr kabol asachrayes. Yichid lo yibayis ein zokuk levayr shenemar lo yimotze. Rashi learns what is yichid lo yibayis. Look in Rashi. Kloimar loy kibel olav achrayes. Elo omar loy harei abayit lefonecho. Zog the Ramban Rashi learns like this. Hifkino yetzloy, the guy walks in with a basket of chometz. The Valdi, he doesn't have to do nothing. He waits. The guy says, you could look after it for me. Says, Pseida. So even that he didn't tell him how much achrayas he's accepting, but at least he's a shemer chinom, right? He said, okay. And if kido yetzloy, even if you're a shemer chinom, to get to the sugya before we had machlekes rishonim, it's kabbalas achrayas. Yichad lebayis, I could put it by you. He says, if you want, put it down there. He means, put it down there. No shaykhes to me. I let you to put it down here. Yeah? But it doesn't mean that I'm a shemer. Mitzayret, and yeah, not the shot. Someone knocks on your door. It looks someone's walking in the street. Someone is shopping by you. You have a clothes. You're selling clothes, and there's a guy who just finished to buy his five pieces of bread in the store. He says, "I could leave it here." Says, "Well, you could leave it near the closet." Then he calls back. It's not there. I said, "I'm a shema, right?" If he says you could take care of me, and the guy takes it and puts it by him under the account, then he was making he's if kid it's like he's a shemachino so לפי רש זה זוג דרמבן פשט אל רש the רש שלו if kid it's like means במילת קבלה סחראיס יחד לבייס it's not קבלה סחראיס the problem is how we mapshach בגמור תנו רבון לא ריתן הצער של ישראל לוצאי קביעות אין זוג לבייר הפקידו יצלו, you could look after it זוג לבייר יחד לבייס he said put it there אין זוג לבייר שנמה לא ימוץ מייקה אומר אומר הפופה הרי שקוי in the middle case that it's קבול הסחרייס והוכי קומר הפקידו יצלו זוג לבייר שנמה לא ימוץ רבה שאומר לא אילו מסי פקוי והוכי קומר יחד לבייס אין זוג לבייר שנאמר לו ימוצא בבותיכם ואיל זנוק קבול הסחרייס לוקן רשי דימו המסרי לא אילו מסייף ולא ימוצא משמע מוצי ביותכו לכל חפצכו היין לקיבל אחרייס here is no אחרייס now לפי דאר we have to the next two lines not to be גוירס לפי רשי לא יסבודו אלו ישראל it brings down we're not גוירסי והי לב דידי ודנוכי כקומי לבייסד לנפשי קומי these two lines we take out because לפי רשי יחל לבייס means on קבול הסחרייס on קבול הסחרייס וזהו שנמר לא ימוצא a little bit שווה why you bring the דרושב שנמר לא ימוצא אבל שנמר לא ימוצא on קבול הסחרייס I'm not חייב on קבול הסחרייס I'm not חייב פרנק דרישה, נו, I hear it. נוחי שנכנס ינעת חייב, קבול הסחרייס היא חייב, ייחד בייס ינעת חייב. נו, what is the המשך? למים רדס חירוס כאן, פרנק דרמבן, and the run, what is למים רדס חירוס כאן, what is למים רדס חירוס כאן, כמו בגזריה, כזה הלוך ריז, if חירוס כאן, you're allowed to bring it up in the Zohar, And if here you're allowed to bring it, lemeim the schir skanya. What is the shaykh of schir skanya? You explain to me that nochi shenichnas is no kabbalah sachayis. If kida eslo is kabbalah sachayis, yichid lebayis the chiddush of yichid lebayis that it's not kabbalah sachayis. Right? Yichid lebayis man is not kabbalah sachayis. That is the pshat yichid lebayis no kabbalah sachayis. Shenema lo imot. Why you have to come to the drosha shver? אבל מכל מקום, and we're not going to כניחלס לרשוס את הלב דדה, סתם, it's not קבול הסחרייס. So what is the main word of the schir skanya? Ah, what is the main word of the schir skanya? What? What is the shot of the main word of the schir skanya? Frag the Ramban and the Ran speaks it out clear. What is the main word of the schir skanya? Zog the Ran, no, I'll tell you. If schir skanya, So the Gemara understands, so when I tell you to go into that place, I mean it's your problem. If Sriris Loikanye, so when I tell you to put it on the floor, I really mean that I will not look after it. If Sriris Kanye, so he's not Mekabel Achayis. It's your place. So I'm telling you, put it in that corner, it's your problem. If Sriris Loikanye, so Bemele he is Mekabel Achayis. So the Gemara says, "Lemeimer the schir skanye, chidusha." Not the Rambam, but chidusha. Lemeimer the schir skanye. The Gemara means that again, nochi shenichnas vechemtze beyodoi, no kabbal asachrayes. Hifkid ayetzloi kabbal asachrayes. Yichid leibayis is no kabbal asachrayes. Lememre the schirus kanye, the Gemara means if schirus kanye. So then when he makes yichud mokoim, he doesn't mean to meyachad lebay. He doesn't mean to mekabel achrayes. If schirus loy kanye, so even when he tells to put it on the floor, he meant to be mekabel achrayes. So again, zog deran deval, I'm sticking out to the pshat lefi Rashi that the Gemara meant. נוכי שנכנס נו קבל הסחייס הפקיד אצלו אם מינס קבל הסחייס אם ייחוד לו אם מינס נו קבל הסחייס אבל הגמור says לממרד לסחיר סלוי קניה the Gemara just means to say how I know that there's no קבל הסחייס here לממרד לסחיר סקניה because if סחיר סקניה is כאילו it's your area what it be is the Kenyan the Rishonim say the Ishtam Shis is the Kenyan Alamol, a guy who walks into a dira, even if he doesn't sign, in the middle he sits on the bed and sleeps there, that is the kinyan. So while he puts down the chometz, this is the kinyan. That is the kinyan of the chometz, of the place. So the member of the schiros kanye, the mele, he's not mekabel achrayes. But if schiros, well, if schiros loy kanye, well, if schiros loy kanye, so then when he's meyachid mokoyim, he doesn't mean. If schiros kanye, he means I'm out, so I'm not mekabel achrayes. If schiros loy kanye, so it stays my place, so I'm in charge, so I'm mekabel achrayes. Zog the Ra'an. Yeah, okay. Well, what is the next line of the Gemara? Shiny Ochet Afkir Rachmona Beloshen Lo Yimotze. What is the Shaykhus to Lo Yimotze? What is Shiny Ochet Afkir? So, Mele, we have like this. We have two Mehalchim in the Sugya, the way the Rishonim will mind me the Sugya. Rest Hashem, we will have to say Mehalach B'das Rash. But the way the Rishonim will mind me the Sugya, we have two mehalchim. The Rishonim learn pshat, Teisves, Rabbeinu Peretz, that the sugi here be'etzem is noch Rishon Nichnas, is no Kabbalah Sachayis, Hifkido Yetzloi is Kabbalah Sachayis, and that is a new sugi, that even if it's Kabbalah Sachayis, if you miyached mokim, you're not oivah baliroi balimotzim. You're not oivah baliroi balimotzim. If you miyached mokim, you're not oivah baliroi balimotzim. You're not able to buy most of you, Miyachin Lemokin. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns, Nochish and Nichnas is no Kabbalah Sachayis, if Kid is Kabbalah Sachayis, Yichot Lemokin is again no Kabbalah Sachayis. Now the Rishonim understood that Yichot Lemokin is no Kabbalah Sachayis, it's a regular Chometz. Without Kabbalah Sachayis. It's a regular Chometz without Kabbalah Sachayis. So what is the whole sugya? That Bifkidoi is Kabbalah Sachayis. Beichon is not Kabbalah Sachayis. Why? The Gemara says maybe it's not Yischiris. Kanye Yischiris, Loi Kanye. But that is very shver in Pshata Gemara. We will have to say a third Mahalach though, Bedas Rashi. That's the Shem tomorrow, we're going into the Mamak.